Support for this podcast comes from Planned Parenthood. It's hard to imagine a world where we leave future generations with fewer rights and freedoms. Since the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills aimed at blocking people from getting the essential sexual and reproductive care they need, including abortion. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves access to care. And with supporters like you, they can reclaim our rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future to learn more and support their cause.
From pesos to pounds, euros to yen, Wise can help you manage your money in different currencies. With Wise, you can send money to your cousin in Australia in seconds. Travel internationally without having to brave an airport currency exchange desk or take the guesswork out of converting currencies. Wise lets you send and spend money worldwide at the real-time mid-market exchange rate, all without any hidden fees. Join 60 million customers already using Wise worldwide. To learn more about how a Wise account can work for you, download the app or visit Wise.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E.com. Wise.com.
Whoa, whoa. Play an actual good song.
Today! Explain!
What?
Today!
Oh.
Explain!
Okay.
Today!
I get it.
Explain!
Today!
Today!
Explain!
Explain!
Today, explain!
Noam? What day is it?
It's Saturday.
What are we doing here?
We're here for the kids, Sean.
Oh, like Today Explained summer camp?
Got it.
Okay, well, anything for the kids. What's up on the island of Explained?
Well, we've had a lot of kids telling us that they're grappling with all kinds of difficult emotions during the pandemic. So producer Bird Pinkerton and I, we're going to go to the island. We're going to rent a canoe and take it right off the island onto the Emotion Ocean.
The Emotion Ocean?
Yeah, the Emotion Ocean. It can be a fun place, a scary place, but, you know, it's also a place where you can learn how to process difficult emotions.
All right, well, D.C. doesn't have a lot of ocean, just two dirty rivers and a bunch of pools that are shut down for the Rona, so I'm stoked to listen in.
It is so nice to get out of my bedroom again. Holy smokes!
Yeah, and I think you're gonna love it out here on the Emotion Ocean. It's where I go when I'm feeling something really deeply.
Well, right now I'm feeling hungry. Good thing I brought boat snacks.
Bird, were you gonna share that PB&J, or you just keeping it all to yourself?
Wow, Noam, I was just about to offer you some. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm sorry. That was really mean. I don't usually get that jealous.
It's okay, it happens. Here, let's find something to take your mind off it. Oh, check out these weird green jellyfish.
Jealous fish, Bird, not jellyfish. Oh, the jealous fish, Bird, that explains it. They're always vibrating with jealousy. It must have affected us.
But how come the jealous fish affected you more than me?
Well, emotions are kind of unpredictable, you know? Some people experience emotions more intensely than other people, so it's always a good idea to head out onto the Emotion Ocean with good friends.
Oh, good thing I'm here with you then.
Oh, I'm bored. No one can...
Hey, do you hear that?
Oh, no.
Mostly I feel bored in quarantine.
Oh, no.
Quarantine is just a boring, vast thing of nothing.
Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no.
What, Noam?
Well, when people feel bored, their feelings float out onto the Emotion Ocean.
Okay, that doesn't seem like that big of a deal.
It's not, unless enough people get bored all at the same time, and then their bored thoughts all come together in the ocean, and they form a bored whale.
And a lot of people must be bored right now.
So many kids are bored in quarantine, and there's been a lot of bored whale sightings out here.
I want to have something to do.
Mostly I feel bored.
Oh no, it's happening. The thoughts are all smushing together and they're creating a bored whale.
Well, quick, let's paddle away. Come on.
We can't. It's too late.
It's so hard to paddle all of a sudden. The water feels almost thick.
Yeah, once the bored whale starts to form, it gets really tough to get away. He moves really slowly, but he's got this, like, gravitational pull.
Oh God, he's surfacing! He's huge! And gray! And somehow has a guitar?
My name is Boar. Entertain me. If you do not, I'll put you in my belly. Oh, 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 I'm Boar.
That's a joke, right? He'd never actually swallow us, would he?
Of course he would, Bird. Why do you think they call it boredom? You're in Bord's tum.
What are we gonna do? And why do I feel the urge to do nothing?
It's okay. He's only inching towards us right now. I prepped for this. Just go look under the seat over there, behind the safety vests. You should find a crate.
This one? Labeled music stuff?
No, no, the other crate. Tums for Bord's tum.
I think I found it. Is it the one with all these bottles? These labels are so weird. Go-karts? Pecan smashing? Roller coaster songs?
Well, a lot of kids have been stuck at home during the pandemic, and honestly, they've come up with some pretty creative ways to keep boredom away. I bottled them up just in case of something like this, and all you gotta do now is uncork one.
Okay, here goes nothing.
Hey, Mr. Whale! Listen to this!
Crusoe.
Right now I'm finding worms from a tiger salamanders. It's gonna be interesting to see if they'll eat them or not. Because worms aren't native to this area. It's been a while since I've went digging for worms. Wait, wait, I see one.
Did that work for you, Bord?
I don't have thumbs, so I can't dig for worms. I'm still bored.
But I'm all thumbs.
It's okay. It's okay. Try another bottle.
Okay, this one says laundry. How can laundry be fun?
I'm helping my mom take her laundry up to her room. That's really fun because it gives me a workout because it's sort of heavy. So I just delivered all the laundry. Yeah.
That sounds kind of fun, right, Bord?
I can't do laundry because I don't wear clothes. I'm still bored.
No, I don't want to live in Bord's tum forever.
Don't worry. We're going to figure it out. Just bring that crate over here and maybe I can pick a good one.
Okay.
Bird, did you just break all the bottles?
I'm sorry. I told you I was all thumbs.
I'm practicing my beatboxing.
This go-kart absolutely sucks. The other one rocks.
Since I'm on a farm, I'm going to find the sheep. So, hey, I think I see a sheep.
We just race as fast as we can. We bump into each other, make the other one mad. So he bumps into us and see who wins.
I've got the big hammer thing, and I'm now smashing the pecans into little bits.
Let me go see if they want to be touched.
Petted by now.
3, 2, 1.
We're American sisters, sisters, sisters.
I'm petting one of them.
Oh, it's so fluffy. Going on a ride. Oh, there's the baby one. On a roller coaster, coaster, coaster.
They're really fluffy.
We're explorers, American sisters.
Yeah, they're really fluffy.
So we're going for a swim on top. It's the first time we actually went there this whole summer.
So I started off making funny videos which would have characters named Bob, Tim, Jeff, and Kenny. And they had different voices which I did myself.
Hello, it's your boy, Bob.
Bob, I'm in the toilet, get lost.
Scrubby, scrub, scrubby, scrub. Wash your hands, wash your hands.
I'm about to bat and there's a social distancing sign on
the fence.
We just adopted 2 new kittens 2 weeks ago. Their names are Blueberry Smoothie and Covey.
Why are you still holding the microphone to my mouth?
And there's a swing, and I'm about to go on it. 3, 2, 1. Woohoo!
Bored, you must be happy now.
So many activities. Go-karts and swinging and baking and beatboxing. Let me try, I guess. Boots and cats and lizards? Oh, I could never do that. I'm bored.
I don't think it worked, Bird.
Bird.
Oh, God, he's coming right at us.
Feed me.
Brace for impact.
He's swallowing us. He's swallowing us.
I hope we're still alive after the break.
I'm bored.
He's bored.
I'm bored. I'm bored.
He's bored.
I'm bored.
He's bored.
Support for this podcast comes from Planned Parenthood. Your body is your own. That's why Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Today, lawmakers who oppose abortion are challenging Planned Parenthood. Affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. Planned Parenthood believes that health care is a basic human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect our right to control our own bodies. They also work tirelessly to oppose the onslaught of new policies aimed at interfering with personal decisions best left to patients and their doctors. They won't give up and they won't back down. You can join Planned Parenthood in the fight to help make sure that the next generation can decide their own futures. The organization needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, they can reclaim our rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit plannedparenthood.org/future to learn more and support their cause.
Wyze is the app that makes using different currencies easy. Need to send dollars to your cousin in Bali fast? Getting paid in another currency and don't want to lose out because of inflated exchange rates? Want travel money without having to slog through the currency exchange kiosk? Then Wyze just might be your answer. From pesos to pounds, euros to yen, Wyze takes the guesswork out of converting currencies. You can send and spend money worldwide at the real-time mid-market exchange rate with no markups and no hidden fees. In 2023, people sent over $100 billion worldwide with Wyze. What's more, over half of those transfers got to their destination in less time than it takes to listen to this ad. Whether you're traveling, spending money abroad, or doing business, let Wyze help you manage your money in different currencies with ease. Join 16 million customers already using Wyze worldwide. To learn more about how a Wyze account can work for you, download the app or visit Wyze.com. That's Wyze, WISE.com. Wyze.com.
Explain.
Okay, Bird, this should help us see in here.
Ah, we're inside of a whale!
But it doesn't actually really look like the inside of a whale. It's just a huge gray hallway with gray doors that looks like it stretches out forever.
Yeah, that's because we're actually just inside of an emotion. All these bored thoughts take the shape of a whale, but boredom is really just a feeling.
Man, this is so not fun.
No, Bird, you have to fight the urge to be bored. We have to get out of here.
I don't know. I think I'll just be bored forever.
Wait, who's that walking down the hallway?
Hey, folks, I'm Erin. In your world, I'm a psychologist. I study boredom at the University of Florida, but I come to the island of Explain to study boredom more closely. Whenever the bored whale swallows someone, I stop by and see what it does to them.
Huh, that's pretty cool.
I don't know. I mean, no offense, Erin, you seem great, but, like, it sounds boring. Why would you want to study this? It's literally the most boring thing in the world.
Oh, no, that's where you're wrong. being bored is fascinating. Did you know boredom is actually really good and healthy for you?
What? Boredom is good for you? How is that possible?
Well, boredom, just like sadness and fear and these other bad emotions that we don't really like, they're really useful. They're tools, and they teach us that something's wrong. So sadness tells us that we've lost something we really care about, and fear tells us that there's something really dangerous going on. Boredom tells us that what we're doing right now, it's not meaningful. So if we didn't feel bored, you'd just lie around all day and never want to do anything at all.
But I don't know. I'm bored, and I don't feel inspired to do very much. I just feel gray.
Yeah, boredom doesn't feel great. We don't always feel like getting up and doing a lot of stuff when we're bored. Sometimes we kind of withdraw and don't do anything, and that's common. Boredom happens when, you know, there's something out there that you want to do, something that could be meaningful, but nothing fits the bill, and you're sort of struggling to find something that is meaningful in the moment.
Huh. If nothing feels right, how are we going to leave bored's tongue?
Well, there are some good ways to get out, and there are some bad ways. Come this way. I want to show you this hallway.
I don't really want to leave my boat behind. It's a rental.
Oh, it'll be okay. Trust me.
Okay.
Come on, bird.
Fine.
Whoa.
Double rainbow.
Oh, hey, Charlie, wake up.
Is this real
life? Johnny bit me.
And boom goes the dummy.
Open Gangnam Style.
So each door here leads to a tube. This one is the U-tube.
Wow, this is kind of cool.
I love you.
Next video. Next video.
I'm about to count to 100,000.
There's so much to watch. One, I'm definitely two, not bored three. Now.
Hey guys.
Seven,
hello.
Hold on.
Oh no. We're exploding through the blowhole.
This is fun.
Whoa.
Wait for it.
Oh no, we're falling back in!
And we're right back here where we started in Bored's Tum. You see, there's lots of doors that you could open. Instagram, YouTube, video games. But then you fall back down and pretty soon we're bored again, just where we started.
But does that mean we're stuck here forever? How can we actually get out?
Well, there's no foolproof way to do it, and scientists like me are still doing a lot of research on how to stop feeling bored. So for instance, some people say that you can stop feeling bored by finding something meaningful to do. Others say you really need to find the right challenge. One of my favorite ways is to be creative, to use creativity to escape from boredom.
So we just make something new now?
Yeah, so you can try to think of something that's fun and engaging.
Huh.
If you can think of something you really care about, you can try to think of how you could do that here in the moment.
Noam, you like to make music, right?
Yeah, I wonder if I could make some type of song.
Could you try it now? Maybe you can get out.
I mean, Noam, we do have that crate of music making stuff.
Oh yeah, the crate. It's got everything I need. I could make a song right now.
I can't wait to hear it.
What do you use for inspiration?
Well, some of those boredom thoughts we heard on the ocean, those were kind of musical. I wish we could hear them again.
Well, this whole whale is made up of bored thoughts. I wonder if I just poke at the wall over here.
Oh, I'm bored. What am I going to do?
Wait, do that again. I need to record it.
I'm always up for more poking.
Oh, I'm bored. What am I going to do?
Got it. And honestly, this kid's a natural. I wonder if I could make his boredom the melody for my song.
I'm bored.
Add a little bit of delay.
I wanna have something to do.
Add in a beat.
I wanna have something to do. I'm bored. Nothing to do. I'm bored. Nothing to do. Something to do.
The hallway's dissolving.
Yep, that's how you know you're really out of bored's tum. You just find something that really, really interests you and engages you creatively, and boredom just kind of fades away. Though, I love boredom, so I'll be here studying it.
Okay, well, I guess I hope I don't see you soon.
Thank you so much for your help, Erin. It was really nice to meet you.
You too.
You know, now that I got these creative juices flowing, Bird, I think I don't really want to stop. I might just make this song bigger.
Okay, let's get all these other bored thoughts that are floating around. That way they won't become another whale. I don't know, maybe you can weave those into your song too.
We can make this song so weird and fun.
I like weird and fun.
And ridiculous.
And ridiculous.
And honestly, we never would have made it if we hadn't been so bored.
It's pretty much still just the most annoying thing I've ever been through.
The most interesting thing that I've done over the summer is nothing.
I really hated online learning. It was just so boring. It was not fun.
Outside, we do nothing. Inside, we do nothing. So quarantine is just a boring, vast thing of nothing. Outside, we do nothing. Inside, we do nothing. So quarantine is just a boring,
vast thing of nothing.
Vast thing of nothing.
Today's episode was brought to you by Today Explained summer camp counselors Noam Hassenfeld and Bird Pinkerton. Julian Weinberger edited the episode. Avim Shapiro engineered with the help of his son Harvey. Fox's editorial director of podcasts Liz Kelly Nelson helped a bunch too. Board the Whale was played by Jeff Geld. He's a very talented audio engineer here at Vox who also writes straight bangers. Dr. Erin Westgate took a break from researching boredom at the University of Florida to hang out in Board's tum. And we had help from Morgan Givens, Amanda Northrup, Rachel Giannini, Salim Hugh Penny, Lauren Katz, Jamila Varius, and Rachel Israel. Special thanks to all the kids who gave us a glimpse into their lives in quarantine. Alejandro, Amal, Amelia, August, Benjamin, Casey, Emily, Little Ezra, Kai, Kiana, Clementina, Liav, Lucia, Nico, Phoenix, Ryla, and Vera. The song you're hearing right now is called I'm Bored, and it's up on Spotify, Apple Music, and all those types of places. Just search for Today Explained. You can spend more time on the island of Explained with the set of activities we put together for you to do with your grown-ups and to do with your kids. And if you're ready to say goodbye to boredom, head over to vox.com/todayexplainedkids for some laugh-out-loud activities that you can do with your squad or on your own. Again, that site is vox.com/todayexplainedkids. The rest of the Today Explained team includes Bridget McCarthy, Halima Shah, Mooj Zaidi, and Amina Al-Sadi. I'm Sean Ramisberm. We had extra help this week from Paul Mounsey and Taylor Macon. Cecilia Lay checks the facts. The mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder does music. And Today Explained is a part of the Vox Media Podcast Network.
Outside, we do nothing. Inside, we do nothing. So quarantine is just a boring,
vast thing of nothing.
Vast thing of nothing.
This episode is brought to you by Canoe Age Therapy. Take a canoe out on the emotion ocean. Avoid the frustration crustacean. Discover purpose with the porpoises. And find out why we call orcas chiller whales. Boat rentals start at just $15.99. Anyone who fails to return their boat will internalize years of emotional trauma and be unable to reconcile the relationships with their parents. Must be 80 years or younger to apply.
And Snailsman Slime.
Slime, slime, Snailsman Slime. All you need is Snailsman Slime. 10 seconds with my Snailsman Slime and your berryments will be just fine. Slime.